कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कविजन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना चिरावन चारी यमुना चिरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना चिरावन चारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरा भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गया प्रभुपदा 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 श्रील प्रभुपदा श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री श्री राधारस बिहारी की जय श्री गुणिताय की जय श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय नित्य घोर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कंठ 4 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36 नमः नमः अनिरुद्धाय ऋषिकेश इंद्रिय आत्मने नमः परमहंसाय पूर्णाय निभृत आत्मने नमो नमो अनिरुद्धाय ऋषिकेन्द्रियात्मने नमः परमहंसाय पूर्णाय निभृतात्मने नमो नमो अनिरुद्धाय ऋषिकसैन्द्रियात्मने नमः परमहंसाय पूर्णाय निभृतात्मने नमो नमो अनिरुद्धाय ऋषिकेशेन्द्रियात्मने नमः परमहंसाय पूर्णाय निभृतात्मने Mata disso.
Namo namo ayodhaya.
Namaha. All my obeisances unto you. Namaha. Obeisances again. Aniruddhaya. Unto Lord Aniruddha. Rishikesha. The master of the senses. Indriya Atmane. The director of the senses. Namaha. All of his senses unto you. Paramahamsaya, unto the Supreme Perfect. Purnaya, unto the Supreme Complete. Nibhrita Atmane, who is situated apart from this material creation. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. My Lord, as the Supreme Directing Deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you again and again. You are known as Ananta as well as Sankarshan because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth. Purport. Rishikesha Indriyatmani. The mind is the director of the senses and Lord Aniruddha is the director of the mind. In order to execute devotional service, one has to fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Shiva prays to the controller of the mind, Lord Aniruddha, to be pleased to help him engage his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:34, Manmana bhava mad bhaktu madhya jimam namuskuru. The mind has to be engaged in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord in order to execute devotional service. It is also stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Mattaha smritim jnanam apuhanam cha. From the Lord come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Thus, if Lord Aniruddha is pleased, he can help the mind engage in the service of the Lord. It is also indicated in this verse that Lord Aniruddha is the sun god by virtue of his expansions. Since the predominating deity of the sun is an expansion of Lord Aniruddha, Lord Shiva also prays to the sun god in this verse. Lord Krishna, by his quadruple expansion, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, is the Lord of psychic action, namely thinking, feeling, willing and acting. Lord Shiva prays to Lord Aniruddha as the sun god, who is the controlling deity of the external material elements which constitute the construction of the material body. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word Paramahamsa is also another name for the sun god. The sun god is addressed here as Nibhritatmani, which indicates that he always maintains the various planets by manipulating the rainfall. The sun god evaporates water from the sea and ocean and then forms the water into clouds and distributes it over land. When there is sufficient rain, grains are produced and these grains maintain living entities in each and every planet. The sun god is also addressed herein as Purna or complete, because the rays emanating from the sun have no end. For millions and millions of years since the creation of the universe, the sun god has been supplying heat and light without diminution. The word Paramahamsa is applied to persons who are completely cleansed. When there is sufficient sunshine, the mind remains clear and transparent. In other words, the sun god helps the mind of the living entity to become situated on the platform of Paramahamsa. Thus, Lord Shiva prays to Aniruddha to be kind upon him so that his mind will always be in the perfect state of cleanliness and will be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Just as fire sterilizes all unclean things, the sun god also keeps everything sterilized, especially dirty things within the mind, thus enabling one to attain elevation to the platform of spiritual understanding. Om Ajnana Tibrandhaya Shyagyanan Jana Salakaya Chakshur Unvilita Minatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Then in this verse we can see that Lord Shiva, he is himself praying to Aniruddha, who is the controller of the mind, to stop all the disturbances of the mind. And we know that the mind is very difficult to control. According to Patanjali, states of mind. Three states. One is dharan, one is dharan, then dhyan, then samadhi. Three states. Dharan means if you can keep your mind concentrated for 2 minutes. Like if we chant Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Four times. We chant this Hare Krishna Maha mantra 4 times, and if our mind does not go there or there, that means we are in which stage? We are into dharan. That's with dharan means to catch the mind, because the mind is very, very difficult. In the mind, there are many disturbances are there. Many disturbances. Then just, if we can keep the mind concentrated for 2 minutes, it's called dharan. And if we can keep the mind concentrated for 4 or 5 minutes, it is called dhyan. But we are into great meditation. If we can keep the mind concentrated, then samadhi means if we concentrate the mind for 20 minutes. Now we chant Hare Krishna for 20 minutes and the mind does not go there, not there. We are only hearing Hare Krishna mantra. That means we are into samadhi. Then the mind is very, very difficult. Then Prabhupada, he give us, of course, he gave us the pure process. He told us we should hear every mantra, hear. But it is very, very difficult to hear. Normally we should hear Ha, Re, Kri and Shna. Ha, Re, Krishna and the whole. Then we should hear. This is the top process. Prabhupada, this is pure devotional service. And he is giving us that if we can hear every mantra. Of course, we are not in that level of pure devotional service. Then sometime, even in the Bhagavatam, sometime this yoga process is coming of how to concentrate the mind. Like there is one sloka, it is in the second or third canto, it's called Pranayama Manaha Samyamya. Pranayam Manaha Samyamya. That means, Samyamya means to control. How? By Pranayam. The mind can be, because we know that if we are disturbed, then what happens? Our breathing is also very, very disturbed. When the mind does not concentrate on the Hare Krishna mantra, then the breathing is also disturbed. Then there are some, those who are not in this higher level, and we are all in this case, then we can use the pranaya. Then what we do, like we take breath, then when taking breath, we chant four mantras, Hare Krishna mantras. Many devotees are doing this, and there are many. Then by chanting these four mantras, without air coming inside, then what happened? The mind concentrates on the Hare Krishna mantra. Pranayama manaha samyamya. Because in the Bhagavatam, we have many stories of devotees who perform yoga, like Dhruva Maharaj, like also, I forgot his name in this, what is his name? This devotee who wanted that Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu comes as his son? Huh? Dattatreya, but this, the devotee name? Atrimuni, huh? Then Atrimuni, he was also doing this. This sloka is coming from this section of Bhagavatam. Pranayama manaha samyamya. Then the mind is very, very difficult to concentrate. And Prabhupada yesterday, he gave very nice class, Prabhupada yesterday. He spoke about mantra. How if we perfectly chant mantra, we become perfect. And he was giving this example of Ashwatthama. Then how Ashwatthama, thus by chanting this mantra, he created atomic weapon. And imagine that to create one atomic weapon just by chanting mantra, by touching water, then is very, very difficult. And if we are more conscious about how to chant, how to control the mind, then we will make a lot of spiritual progress. Just by every time. And Prabhupada also he gave to explain that this is not childish. Prabhupada used the word childish. He said that he gave the story of this Muhammadan snake charmer. Yeah, he gave this snake charmer how he was charming snakes by mantra. And some scientists, he didn't believe. He could not believe. How is it possible? Then this snake charmer, what he did? He left many snakes, then they ran away. Then this is there, this mantra. Then we see even Shivji, he is praying for Aniruddha. Because Aniruddha, we have four, we have Vasudev, we have Shankarshan, we have Pradyumna, and we have Aniruddha. Then Shankarshan, he is related to consciousness, pure consciousness. Like from Shankarshan, this Vasudev is come, and Vasudev is connected with consciousness. We have four things. We have one is consciousness. The next is, this is called internal senses, internal or subtle senses. One is consciousness. Next is false ego. The third is mind, and the fourth is intelligence. And these four deities, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Vasudev, he is connected with consciousness. And Sankarshan, he is connected with false ego. And Pradyumna is connected with intelligence. And Aniruddha today is connected with the mind. Then to stop the disturbance of the mind, what we have to do? Worship Aniruddha. Then there is one verse in Bhagavatam, third canto, 28, chapter 26. It is said, Yad viduhu hi Aniruddha akhyam. Yad viduhu hi Aniruddha akhyam. Hrishikanam adhi stavam. Hrishikanam adhi stavam. I just remember this verse now. Try to come. Hrishikanam adhi stavam. Then Sarada Indiva. Sarada Indiva. Shyamaha. Then Samradhaya Yugibhir Sanaye. What means this verse? Yad Viduhu Aniruddhaya Akhyanam. That means the controller of the mind is who? Is Aniruddhaya. And he is the controller of the senses. Hrishikanam Adhi Adhishvaram. Adhishvaram means he is the source of the controller of the senses. Then they are also given his the description of Aniruddha. How is Aniruddha? He is Sarada. Sarada means like the autumn. His body is like the autumn. And Indivara means he is blue lotus. His body is like blue lotus. And Shyama. Shyamaha means blue. Shyama. Then Samradhaya Yogi Bhisanaya. Those yogis who meditate on Aniruddha, then they get gradually, Sanaya means gradually, they start controlling their mind. Then we have these four consciousness and false ego, mind and intelligence. Mostly in the beginning, consciousness was very pure in the beginning. When the creation starts, consciousness was very, very pure. And after some time, then consciousness gets contaminated by touch of Maya or material nature. The example is given like water. When the water is pure, it is not contaminated. But when water is mixed with mud, then water becomes contaminated. Then consciousness in the beginning was very, very pure. And after this, by touching Maya or by contact with matter, consciousness become contaminated. We have five types of consciousness. One is the veiled consciousness. Second is shrunken consciousness. The third is body in consciousness. The fourth is blooming consciousness. And the fifth is fully blooming consciousness. Then this five consciousness veiled means our consciousness is completely veiled. Then we increase to from veiled it become shrunken. Shrunken means it's like sick. No, shrunken means something which is not expanded. Then how to expand consciousness is with the help of intelligence. Consciousness can be expanded with the help of intelligence. Then the question is also, what is the difference between intelligence and the mind? What is the difference between intelligence and the mind? The mind, it is created. The mind comes when the false ego is in contact with goodness. Let us understand intelligence first, then we come to the mind. Then what is intelligence? Intelligence means when false ego is in contact with the passion, then intelligence is created, material intelligence. We give example that you can understand what means this. When intelligence is in contact with passion, That means when we meditate, when we have some desires are there, then we meditate on something, then our material intelligence is born. Material intelligence is born. We start planning what I have to do. Suppose now we think, I want to become big businessman. Then this desire come into us. I want to become big businessman. Then intelligence, big businessman means passion is there. Then we are not against to become big businessman. But you are just giving an example. You can be also big businessman and you can practice Krishna consciousness. We are giving example to understand. Then one intelligence, this contact with this idea of big businessman, then what happened? What I said before? It become? With passion, then intelligence is born. No, from false ego. You know, this false ego. Because we should desire to become Krishna conscious. When there is real ego, we desire to become Krishna conscious. But in this false ego, we said, I want to become a big businessman, become very, very important. Then this is false ego. Then this false ego and this desire, then intelligence is created. But when there is not this desire, then intelligence is who? It is the Paramatma who is inside us. You understand these two things? That Paramatma is there, but because of desire or because of false ego, then material intelligence is created. And the mind is born from false ego, but it is in goodness. The mind is born from false ego in goodness. What means this? In goodness. That means if we fix the mind on Krishna, if we fix, then the mind can quickly become in goodness. But if the mind is not fixed on Krishna, then there are many, many disturbances on the mind, in the mind. Then controlling the mind is very, very important. Devotees, what they should do, what they have to do, what? They have every day, when their japa is finished, they have to ask the question, how today was my round? How do I feel? Do I feel happy? No, when we concentrate the mind on Krishna, automatically we feel satisfied inside. You don't need nothing. Then we should every day do this small work. We ask, how was my japa today? Was it good or was not? Then we should watch our mind. By watching our mind every day, then if we don't feel our mind was going there and there and there, then next day we should try to, next day I will chant better. Then like this, we do this every day, every day, every day, every day. Try to do this exercise. How was my japa today? Then, by doing this, we will start analyzing our mind. By doing this every day, we'll start analyzing our mind. And there is also another technique, is to read both the holy names. Like you have to have one small book, evening, before sleeping, we should read both the holy names. About concentration, about how to concentrate, if we read evening, then next day we are prepared for our chanting. Then Prabhupada has also given different techniques how to control the mind. Prabhupada said, you just neglect it. Neglect your mind. See, by neglecting, many ideas are coming, but we try to concentrate on the Hare Krishna, then we should neglect. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said, we should take shoes and beat our mind. What means this? Taking shoes and beating the mind. Normally, devotee evening, when he goes to sleep, he starts thinking, oh, I am so great devotee now. I am doing very nice seva. I am this, I am that. Huh? Evening, we start in rejoicing on us. Then at that time we should beat the mind. And this is true, huh? We have so many anarthas, we have so many shortcomings. We should try to find our shortcomings, what we have done during the day. Which mistake we have done. How do I deal with this devotee? Did I speak to him nicely? We should also repent. Repent. Oh, this devotee, I was heavy with him, or I didn't speak. And I am sure there is many, because we are not conscious now. We are not Krishna conscious. We are doing so many things without realizing that it is bad what we are doing. Then we should, evening we should beat the mind. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj is giving, and it is very good exercise to do. That evening we should find out what is our mistake. What did I do today? What? Don't try to find what good. Because maybe according to you it is good. According to our small mind. But for Krishna maybe it is not good. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is also giving another way to control the mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, we should chant our rounds with the devotees. He said, he explained someone who is more advanced than us, he said. You know, someone who is, we should chant. And this Prabhupada create this temple program, and that we can chant together. And Prabhupada also, he said, if we chant with devotees, our chanting in 1,000 times more. If we chant with devotees. Because the devotees, they will see, oh, he's sleeping. How is his round? We can see the chanting. Who is chanting? Normally one chanting, you should be like, sitting like yogi, trying to shoot. You know, like in fight. In fight, you cannot sleep like this or sleep. It is fight with the mind. It's like Arjun. Suppose now Arjun, he is coming in the battle of Kurukshetra and he is taking nap during the battle. Huh? Then, when he will shoot, then where it will go? Similarly, we should not take in, oh, now japa time is sleeping time or relaxed time. Because bhakti yoga is so easy. It's very easy bhakti yoga. You just say Hare Krishna. Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very, very merciful. They didn't put so many rules in the beginning. But we should sit like big yogi and fighting with whom? With the mind, with our lust, anger. There are so many things that are inside us. And if you shoot nicely, then what happens? If you speak, if you hear Hare Krishna mantra, then we will get quickly purified. And Prabhupada said yesterday, he said only if you hear one Hare Krishna mantra, one, you will get perfection. Because our problem now, we are not hearing. And Prabhupada said also yesterday, we should try to do it in this life. He said, my Guru Maharaj said, we have to get in this life. And it is possible. Why? Because in the holy name, there are so much potencies are there. One Hare Krishna mantra. Then there is one devotee who wrote one book, Bhurijan Prabhu. And he gave also some advice how to control the mind. He said we should try to hear one mantra. You know, when we sit to chant, we should say, okay, I will hear one mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You hear one mantra. And don't make any project for the next mantra or the last mantra. See, our mind is very, very busy. Then we just said, oh, this mantra, I heard it. Okay, now next mantra. And don't think, did I hear the last mantra or thus, and keep like this, hearing, hearing, hearing. Then we can come, we become fixed, we become free from this false ego. Under false ego, those who are under false ego, one has to suffer. You know, one who has so much false ego, he's dukkhi. If you have so much false ego, then you will struggle. All your life you will struggle. But if there is no false ego, there is no struggle. Because in the false ego, with the mind will think, if someone told you, "Tum pagal hai," you are foolish. Then the mind, what he will do? He will think about this. Oh, he told me I am pagal. He told me I am pagal. Then the mind will try to find some mistake in him, some fault, and there will be fighting with him. Understand? This mind. Then we should be happy. If someone is telling you are pagal, we should be, oh, this is nice. If someone is insulting you, he's your friend. Yeah, he's your friend. Someone is insulting you, he's doing that. This false ego become zero, diminish. Then, if someone is insulting you, like one day I was in America, I was distributing book. Then one lady, I give her one book. And she become very angry. The book. And I told her, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And she was very much surprised. She said, oh, I am very angry with him. And he said to me, thank you, thank you. He was feeling very, very bad. Then we should do also like this. Then this false ego diminish. Then there is no more suffering. We are happy. It is very nice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was Sanatana Goswami, he asked 4 questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 4 questions. The first one is, what is my duty? The second, who I am? The third is, why I am suffering? And the fourth, what can I do to get free from suffering? These 4 questions. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he answered, what is your duty? What he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Huh? What is? Duty, no, the duty. What is your duty? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your duty is to surrender to Krishna. And here, I was reading today, Prabhupada explained surrender as fixing your mind on Krishna. Very nice, huh? Surrender. What means surrender? You fix your mind on Krishna. Because we are not surrender, because we are not fixing our mind on Krishna. We are fixing our material desire and this. Then one is not surrender. He is more after his desire. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving, or your duty is to surrender, to fix your mind on Krishna. And the next you know who I am, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the false ego. See, you are not the mind. If someone is, something in the mind is going, then we are not the mind. If you feel, oh, he insulted me because he insulted me and the mind starts, then we are not the mind. Then how we know that we are not the mind? Even if someone is insulting us, we should come to him. Oh, Prabhu, how are you? See, normally when someone is insulting you, what you do? You got away from him. He is going there, and you go the other side. Huh? You do this, huh? But when you realize they are not the mind, you will come to this person, and you still speak with him. Because it is true, you are not the mind. You are spirit soul. Then we should try to practice this exercise. We should try what... And this is happening. This creates many problems for us. Then he is my friend for 1 week or for two months. Then after he said to me something, oh, I get away from him. Then with this one, he become my friend. Then okay. Because this is the nature of this material world. Someone will tell you something which will hurt you. And if you are hurt, then you will suffer. And if you are not the mind, then you are not hurt. You become like, diamond. Diamond, you try to cut it. Diamond, you put it in one place. It does not become rusted. Water does not attack diamond. You become like diamond. And the soul, you see, diamond you can cut, huh? Diamond. Diamond you can cut with what? With diamond, huh? But the soul you cannot cut with anything. And our body is made with the soul. You become like harder than diamond. You become. That means he is trying to go inside you, hurt you, and you are not hurt at all. Then you become a nice person. Would you like to become like this? Horrible. Then we should work for this. Should analyze the mind and become not hurt. Then you become a very nice person. Then Krishna is pleased. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased. Trinad Appi Sunichine become very humble, tolerant. And then you do this Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then here today, in fact, Shivji, this process given by Aniruddha is very, very difficult because it is, this knowledge was spoken by Kapil Dev, Sankhya. What we spoke now, it's Sankhya philosophy a little bit. It is very difficult. Many people when they hear Sankhya, they sleep. They are not able to, it's too much for the mind. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us very easy process. Huh? He has given us these 8 prayers and we try to analyze them. Then it's very easy process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Aniruddha, I find only this verse in the Bhagavatam, what Aniruddha, that Aniruddha's body is blue, is like lotus. We don't know Aniruddha too much. You know Aniruddha? No. No, there is not so much explanation in the Bhagavatam. But still, we should pray to Aniruddha that we can become free from disturbance of the mind. And we should also pray to Shankarshan that we can become free from the disturbance of false ego. Shivji also, he worships Shankarshan. Because Shivji is in contact with Tamagun. Tamagun there is. Then he worships Shankarshan to get free from false ego. And Pradyumna is to fix our intelligence on Krishna. We can pray to them if we want. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given very easy process, and we follow it. We chant the holy name, then we can become perfect. The whole problem is in our intelligence. There is many doubts are there. Doubts. Prabhupada explained, it is good to have doubts. Because intelligence, to have good intelligence, you have to doubt something in the beginning. But he also said, if you hear from the authority, you don't need to have doubts. You should hear. And it is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, for the doubting soul, there is no happiness in this life, neither in the next life. Then the mind is very important. Then we should read and try to control our mind. And if we do this, then we can become very stable in devotional service. And it is possible by through japa, and also it is possible by hearing the Bhagavatam. Like, from my own experience, I know those devotees who every time sit on Bhagavatam class, they have mind stable. You know, if you every time sit and hear the Bhagavatam, your mind is very much stable. Punya Shravana Kirtan. Because by sitting every day, you make a lot of punya. Then your mind is stable. But if you don't sit, then your mind is so many problems you have in your mind. And you can see, devotees who don't come to the Bhagavatam class, many problems they have in the mind. And it's very easy. You just sit. Even if you sleep in the Bhagavatam class, no problem. You just keep sitting. And by doing this, then we become very, very stable. And we can control the mind. We can stop these disturbances of the mind. Krishna will give us from inside the intelligence how to stop these disturbances. Jai Nitai Gora Premanande. Any question, any comment?
Oji, thank you very much for the informative and enlightening lecture. Firstly, thing is that I have two questions. First is that you mentioned that consciousness in the beginning, okay, it was pure. You are telling relatively pure or actually it was pure? Because in the 24 elements, as given in the Sankhya Yoga, it is mentioned that the chittam part, okay, Prabhupada has translated chittam as contaminated consciousness, which actually comes in this world. So is it relatively pure or it is absolutely pure at the moment in the beginning?
You see, it is absolutely pure.
In the beginning?
Yeah. What I read.
Well, in the Bhagavatam only it is translated as contaminated
Bhagavatam.
Consciousness.
No, but later it's become contaminated. In the beginning consciousness was pure.
Okay. This is one thing, and second thing, the transformation of mind.
Because consciousness is coming from Vasudev. Then Vasudev is pure, huh?
World, when it comes in the material world, it becomes contaminated.
Yeah, it becomes contaminated.